Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, you like that, big boy?
It just dawned on me. Jacksonville. Was that named after Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Is that how the elephant got there?
Yeah, they named Jacksonville after Michael Jackson.
I never freaking knew that.
How can you not know that?
That's awesome.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Awesome.
What you think about that, DA?
43 minutes past the hour. I think it's sad. Thanks for being with us, DA, here on CBS Sports Radio. As always, we appreciate you being part of this family fun festivity. 9 until noon Eastern time, 6 until 9 Pacific, right here on CBS Sports Radio, and simulcast at watchda.com every single day. Again, that's watchda.com. It feels like it's the middle of the summer. It feels like we just passed 4th of July, because we did. But it means that training camps are just around the corner. And with training camps just around the corner, it is time to look at the NFL. And a reminder that the Hall of Fame game isn't very far away. And your fantasy draft isn't far away either. And Pro Football Focus's 2019 Fantasy Playbook is now live. You can get yours with a Pro Football Focus Edge or Elite subscription today. And lead NFL analyst for Pro Football Focus, Sam Monson, joins us this morning on the show. Sam, good morning. How are we doing?
Doing good. How about you guys?
Doing great, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to start at the quarterback position because you tweeted something yesterday that got a lot of people all hot and bothered. And that was that Aaron Rodgers had 35 quote-unquote big-time throws by your grading scale and just one turnover-worthy play. Tom Brady was 24-10. A lot of people said that you were crushing Tom Brady, and your point was not to do so. Why did people get so hot and bothered about this?
Yeah, I mean, the Tom Brady thing was just to throw a little bit of context to that Aaron Rodgers number. I think I've got a little bit of a history of writing off Tom Brady, so I think that probably sparked a few people's memories. But really, you know, Tom Brady's was a normal number. His ratio, I think, was something like 24 big-time throws to 10 turnover-worthy plays on those deeper passes. And so it really wasn't to put him down. That's a fine ratio. It's decent. The point was just to put into context how crazy those Aaron Rodgers numbers were. And obviously, you know, there's more to it than just that one number. Aaron Rodgers takes a lot of sacks. Aaron Rodgers throws the ball away more than almost any other quarterback. Last year was more than any other quarterback. But it does create this incredible ratio of these big time throws. Those are PFF's highest graded throws in our system. And when you're the scale we were looking at was on all pass attempts that were 15 or more yards in the air from the line of scrimmage. So, you know, when he's looking deeper down the field, he's making an incredible amount of big throws. That 35 number was one of the top figures in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes led the league with 46, I think. But Patrick Mahomes threw 10 turnover-worthy plays to make those, whereas Rodgers just doesn't put the ball in harm's way on those plays. And it's quite incredible to see it sort of put into abstract numbers like that. We all sort of know that intuitively, that Rodgers is very careful with the ball, but that really just shows exactly how much.
Rodgers 35-1, Brady 24-10. So these big-time throws are throws aimed 15 yards or more downfield. What's the definition of a turnover-worthy play?
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at all passes that were thrown 15 yards or more from the line of scrimmage. And the big-time throws are just the highest-graded play or highest-graded throws on those plays. Our turnover-worthy plays, they're the lowest-graded ones. They're the ones that really should be picked off, whether or not they are. And that's, you know, really the key to PFF's grading system is that we're not looking at the results in of the play. We're looking at what the quarterback actually did with the ball. So if he makes a bad read, he forces the ball into double coverage in the end zone, and a safety just drops it, we're giving that the same downgrade as if it was an interception, because it should have been. You know, it's the exact same throw, whether that defensive back picks it off or not. So we're giving the quarterback the same downgrade. So most of the time, a quarterback will have more turnover-worthy plays than he has interceptions, because of the fact that defenders will drop the ball and they don't always come up with every bad throw as an interception. So for him to only have one of those on those passes is pretty incredible.
Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus's lead NFL analyst, joining us here on the show. Tom Brady is a Super Bowl champion today. Aaron Rodgers didn't make the playoffs. As you just noted, their numbers skew to show that Brady was somewhat average and Aaron Rodgers was extraterrestrial. So what happened there?
Well, that's just on that specific subset of the grades. If you actually look at every single play overall, Tom Brady had a slightly higher grade last season than Aaron Rodgers. So it's all about how you slice the numbers and how you look at their play overall. This is just a specific area. When you look deep down the field, Aaron Rodgers was significantly more careful with the ball and also made more big-time throws than Tom Brady. But Brady was significantly more accurate, more efficient underneath, which is where we all know Tom Brady makes his money. You know, on those underneath plays to Julian Edelman, to the running backs out of the backfield, Brady was phenomenal there, and it pulled up his grade to jump Rodgers. Even though Brady overall last year was down from where he'd been the previous couple of seasons, you know, the previous year or two, Tom Brady had been setting a pace that I don't know that we've seen before at PFF. So he did come down a little bit last year, but was still pretty incredible overall.
You had noted on Twitter as well that Aaron Donald should be the overwhelming favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year because he's just that dominant. How much better is Aaron Donald when you look at the numbers than any other defensive player?
Aaron Donald, yeah, is incredible. He is the best player in the NFL, period. And I don't think it's particularly close to the next best guy. When you slice all of our numbers, if you look at total pressures, if you look at pressure rate, if you look at win rate as a pass rusher, if you look at, you know, average depth of tackle, almost anything you look at, Aaron Donald is off on his own in an outlier from the rest of the NFL. In the same way that J.J. Watt was when Watt was at his peak before he got struck with all those injuries, it's incredible that Donald is just that far ahead of anybody else. We've only seen two players notch over 100 total pressures since PFF has been grading. Donald just became the second one this season. Fletcher Cox had a phenomenal year as an interior pass rusher. He was head and shoulders above any other interior player on the D-line, and almost nobody noticed because Donald was just that much better, again, than Fletcher Cox. So, you know, I think you can list a bunch of other candidates that could conceivably have Defensive Player of the Year kind of seasons, but the idea that any of them is more likely to do it than Aaron Donald is, again, to me, is just absurd.
Pro Football Focus lead NFL analyst Sam Monson joins us this morning on the DA Show to look ahead to NFL training camps. We were discussing Jadeveon Clowney last hour and how the Texans are going to forego extending him and just play him on this franchise deal. He's made the Pro Bowl the last three seasons, but I think most people would define him as not living up to expectations. How does Clowney grade out with your metrics?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair interpretation that he hasn't quite lived up to the expectations, chiefly because the expectations on him coming out were so crazy. You know, he was this number one overall pick caliber player. He was this generational talent. He was supposed to redefine the position, and he hasn't really done that. He is an excellent run defender. I think that's his strength, is literally his strength. He's able to dominate tackles on the edge, use his quickness to come inside and just blow up run plays like few other edge defenders. He's improved as a pass rusher, but I don't think he's ever become that true elite edge rushing force like a Khalil Mack or a Von Miller or even a J.J. Watt in Houston. He's kind of steadily around 60 total pressures in a season. You know, he's heading up towards that 10 sack year. he's a good pass rusher, but he's not a great pass rusher. So, yeah, I think it's fair to see if to let him play out his contract year, see if the Texans can get, you know, an extra percentage out of him in a contract year and have him at least prove that he does have that elite pass rushing potential. And if he doesn't improve this year, if he just has another good, not great season, then I think they have this interesting question about whether it's worth keeping him around or whether they're better off throwing the resources elsewhere.
Pro Football Focus has its 2019 fantasy playbook, and it's now live. You can check it out online. You can get yours with a PFF Edge or Elite subscription today. Check it out at pff.com. Their 2019 fantasy playbook. Sam, this is great, man. Thanks so much for doing it with us. How about we do this again here soon as we creep up on training camps?
Absolutely. Anytime, guys.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you got it. Sam Monson, great information there from Pro Football Focus, joining us this morning on the DA Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.